Hello, everybody. Here again. It's Sunday and a new episode from our podcast. But I can't do it for my own. I need my very cute girlfriend for it. Are you here, Clarissa?
Yes, I am. Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's nice how you called me up. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm really, really good to hear your voice, and it's Sunday, so it's podcast day, and it makes me really happy. So, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's great. And yeah, here we are again, new episode. And I saw some good news this week. You too?
Yes. Of course.
It was really, really, really good news. It was not good news. It was the best news, because we saw a Tibet family back, maybe?
Yeah, we saw.
Oh my god, my heart explode. I was like, what the fuck is happening today? Jen just posted that picture with Lou and Jordan, and I was like, yes, yes, that is the Porter Canard family we need.
Yes.
So yeah, I couldn't think straight right ahead, so thank you, Jen. Yeah. It was really nice.
Thank you, of course. No, I was really so happy, because I thought, yes, yes, we're getting Tibet back, yes!
Oh, yeah, I get that. That was one of my first reactions, too. I was like, yay! But, yeah. Still, it doesn't say anything, right?
Yeah. Actually. Mm-hmm. That's actually sad.
Yeah.
But did you saw that Jen wasn't the only one who posted something this week?
No, there was someone else who posted something.
Yes! Lori posted also a picture.
And that was really good, because she's still in LA.
Yeah. So she is filming.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really, 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 really happy.
Yeah, that's good, because that gives more hope for a returning back from Tibet, of course. But also, Rosie was still in LA, and that makes me a little bit nervous.
Yeah, me too, but yeah, I think they will change maybe something. Maybe they realized, okay, we can't let it happen that Tina married Carrie.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so that the writers will see that now. So yeah.
I think the fans will be drive crazy when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And no, but I must say, I were really interested in a storyline when Tina married Carrie, and then she finds back her feelings for Beth. Yeah. That were really interesting.
Then we go back to maybe a little bit about the topic today we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because today we talk about Beth and Jody, and how Tina was involved in that thing between them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when Carrie marries Tina and Tina gets her feelings back for Beth, it's the same when Beth was with Jody, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, let's hope so that Tina will get her feelings back for Beth, and that she sees I belong with her, like she had with Beth and Jody.
She must see that.
Yeah, and I think she will.
Of course.
So, but today's topic, Beth and Jody. I always like that because I really like Beth and Jody as a couple.
I won't say I can't agree with you.
I was really glad about that this time because you saw it also now that they are not the best couple, right?
Yeah, they are. At first, they are really cute and Jody give her best.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Angel, because at first he said, no, I don't like kids and I don't want having someone. And then she gave really so much, but it changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit sad how she is to bed then.
If you look at the beginning of season 4 when they just met, it's like it was never easy between them. That's something I always realized. And
yeah.
In the beginning of season 4 when they had the first date and everything, that Jody says to Beth, yeah, I don't like children, what you said. I was like, okay, this is strike one, this is not good, but okay, maybe she will do something with it. But
mm-hmm.
To be honest, I was like, in the beginning what you said, they were like cute, they were really in love and Beth did everything for Jody. But further in this
mm-hmm.
season, you see that Jody is changing a little bit. She's going to New York, telling Beth, but also not really. And Beth follows her to New York with the sign and everything they steal.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know Jody was happy with it, how Beth was for her, but I think Beth did more for Jody than Jody for Beth.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I can agree with you. And it's not really fair how she was to her, because Beth was really so nice and she bought this new thing for her table. Then she stole the words from the reasons why. And she wanted to help her. She wanted to introduce her friends very great and want to translate for her. And Jody pushed her away. And I don't get it, actually.
Me neither, because when Beth threw that dinner party for Jody so that she could meet all her friends, I can think about when... I think it's easier when you throw a dinner party and all of your friends are coming, because then you had seen everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can be nervous about it and everything. That's normal. But for a deaf person, it's really hard to be in that big group. But
yeah.
What you said, so sweet, and tried to translate for her. But she didn't want it because she wanted to try it for herself. But that's not easy, because I know how it feels. And... Yeah, it's just like, it's your girlfriend, she tries the best for you, and you're pushing her away like, what the hell is happening? But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't get it also. Also, when you told me about like the season 5 when she came back and she had that apartment and Beth tried to help her with decorating the place and the table and everything, and she wasn't happy about it. And I was like, if you would do that for me, I would be very happy. I was like, that's so sweet if someone does that for you. But
yeah, because I mean, Beth didn't do it actually because it looked bad or something, because she wanted to be nice for her and that it looks great and that she feels comfortable in her apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I get it. And, yeah. It's like, they had happy times, of course, in season 4, when they helped Phyllis with getting over Alice and everything. And When Jody slept for the first time at Beth's place, and that Jody made breakfast for her and everything. But the fact is, they always saying that Beth is like the biggest control freak. But I'm not agreeing on that.
No, I can't agree with them anymore too, because Claudia is a bigger control freak as Beth. She said all the time, yeah, stop with that. And but yeah, when we watched it, I realized it really so good. What I didn't saw the first times actually, and what she did with the thing. Okay, I mean, it was nice for me to take care of two friends, but actually, Beth didn't want. Do you actually want going on an exhibition or something? And then how her friends were, the one guy who threw Beth into the radar. If I were Jody, I would have say something against him, but nothing. And yeah, it gives so many other reasons. I mean, alone with the table, when he said, no, I don't want this, then she seduced it here and said, stop it. And then she makes something about her eyes that she can see her. And Beth said, but I don't see her, I can touch you. And Beth said, Jody said, yeah, but I don't want her to see me and everything. Mm-hmm. And it goes always after Jody's head. And I think when we see her at the end of, after the cheating of Beth, she is like a little child. She can't have something, and then no, what I want, and blah, 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 blah. And yeah, I think she's a little shy in it.
Yeah, absolutely. The fact is, it's always Jody's way for sure. When Beth come to that weekend, first of all, she didn't want to come, but to be honest, I think it's good that Beth did it, because she showed her friends, and now Beth should see Jody's friends. So that's a point for Beth, yeah, in my eyes. Yeah. But yeah, they arrived, they were a little bit later and everything. But that best friend of her was like, I get it that Beth doesn't need to work on a weekend with friends and everything. But how he threw her in the water. Yeah, Jody should definitely say something about it, and she didn't, because after all, she found it a little bit funny, I guess, and it wasn't. But
no,
and I think Beth really tried to be friends with Michelangelo, and actually she didn't like him. Then the thing with Kit happened, of course, when she with the robbery and everything, and that Beth wanted to go home and help Kit, that he said, yeah, you just wanted to escape from us. And I was like, who would make something up like that, that your sister is had a gun to her head because they wanted to steal her money? I wouldn't make those things up, because I think that's really bad. And yeah. Jody didn't come with her, of course, or did she?
She came with her, yeah.
Yes.
And she was actually also there when they were at Kit's place, I think.
Yeah, because Kit stayed with Beth after, I guess, because she slept on Beth's couch, and Jody was also there. And I think that's a point from Jody a little bit, because she come with Beth and everything, so that's good from her. But yeah, if you look at the cheating, what Beth did with Tina, let's be honest, it's not good, it's not fair. cheating is never fair, but yeah, Bet and Tina belong together, that's the fact. And
yeah, and Bet said after Jody pushed her like this, she saw, okay, I was happier with Tina, actually. She was more took care of me, more loving, and she showed her more love as Jody.
Oh yeah, that's something for sure. And because I think Tina always took more care for Beth and everything, and still, because if you look at season 4, they're becoming like really best friends, and Tina even helped her to get Jody back and everything. And I think that's something is really nice from Tina. Even she felt again had feelings again for Beth. And yeah, that's the side of Tina I always loved, the loving and caring she had for Beth, but also for other persons. And then the cheating comes out, of course. Jody is mad. I get mad at Jody really good. And then she shows up in the planet, and Tina wants to apologize, and then she says, don't you know that I'm deaf? Because I can't hear her. And I was like, yes, you can hear her, but you're really childish right now. And you could have said, I don't want to talk to you right now because you heard me. That was also good, I guess. And yeah, how she went with Beth to her house and seduced her there and everything, which was also not okay. That's to go into it. So yeah, it was just, Jody was like control freak, sometimes really childish, and I think she doesn't know what she wanted with that.
Yeah, that's the point, because she talked when they were at Phyllis that she had two girls on one hand, and I think Jody is still so hot. She is like Shane. I think he want to fuck, and that's with so many people, like he can actually. And yeah, I don't get it that she said then when she texted Beth in the chat, I thought about us, and then Beth answered, so I did, and then Jody said, yeah, I love you, and I was, what the fuck? And I think Jody wanted to try it out, maybe to have a relationship with her, but it doesn't work out.
No, but because she was talking about that she would never be monogamous, and the funniest thing is that when she asked Beth about the fact that she could leave love two people, like her and Tina, she was mad about it because she didn't want it. And I was like,
yeah,
you were just telling that you never could be monogamous. But when Beth said that she still loved her, but also loved Tina, it was not so good, because yeah, that's the thing about not me being monogamous. And I think Beth would never have two girlfriends. That's not bad, because if she is in a relationship, I think she does it really good. Sometimes, not always, if you look at Candace and everything, but still. Yeah, so I don't think that was fair from Jody that she seduced at that moment when they were talking about the fact that they wanted to break up. But
yeah,
there's also a strike from Beth, and you know that too, because I think she gave Jody too much hope.
Yeah. And now I remember when we discussed about that scene when they wanted to talk, how can I talk with someone who I want to leave actually the whole day? That is what I don't get. I mean, yeah, that they probably drive together then to the university I get it a little bit because Bet wanted to be nice. But if I were Bet, I had said, okay, now we talked. It's over and you can go your way. I go my way. But let us still having peace that we can work here together like before. And it comes more from Jody, the fight what they had then, because Bet wanted to be nice to her actually, but Jody not. And I think it's not fair from her. Yeah, of course Bet cheated, but come on, Jody must seen it or felt it that Bet loves Tina still. It gives so many little hints, actually, or hints.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I think the head should better make it up, not the whole day. And I get Jody, she wants to seduce her and she wants to try her, she wanted to win her back. But honestly, Jody had realized for herself, or had must realize for herself, that it doesn't work out, that they didn't fit together, they didn't belong together. Everybody says, yeah, Helena and Bet are the same, and it doesn't work out with them. And so is Bet and Jody, I think.
Mm-hmm. Because they both like sometimes in lots of things very similar, but similar in the things that don't work out. Being both a control freak and doing what they want would never work out. And yeah, it's not nice from Jody, of course. I think if they would, like you said, end it very fast. Like, get your stuff here. We talked about it. We don't come back together. Let's keep it nice and peaceful for working at the university.
Yeah.
That would have been the best, but they didn't. They make a whole drama of it. And to be honest, I love it to see it because that's what the whole Albert is about, the drama and everything sometimes. And if they would, like we said, end it faster, it wouldn't been nice to see it. So that's the good thing. But Judy was like very hateful against Bet, and that's what you see at the end of season 5 when Bet wanted to be nice and go to her exhibition and shows what she made and everything, and then she. I think Bet in the on the ass, if you look at it, because not literally, of course, but it's not good. I know she cheated and it wasn't okay, but to do that, it's too much. That was really awful. I don't get that. And there was Tina to comfort, of course, Bet a little bit, and it was really nice. But
yeah.
I don't get it.
Me neither.
Thank God. Because if you just think about it, it's weird. It's like a little bit stalking behavior, I guess, when you do something about your ex. And
I think it wasn't a revenge or a regret, and it wasn't childish from her to do this, and it makes no sense because she showed Bet that actually then that she wasn't ready to let her go, but Bet doesn't matter. She loved Tina and she wanted to having a nice end actually with Bet, with Jody. And so I think the whole case is actually childish from Jody. and she should be more adult about and not like this.
I completely agree with you, because it was childish and not necessary at all to do it this way. And that's also the thing that you can see that Beth and Jodie didn't belong together. If you look at Tina a little bit in between them, I think she really wanted that Beth worked it out with Jodie, because she didn't want to take her back that fast, because she ended it with going back to men, well, falling in love with Henry and everything. And I think Tina did in the beginning very good job by staying away but still helping Beth and everything. And at the end of season 4, when they kiss each other before Beth left to go to Jodie, I was like, okay, this is the beginning of them coming back together. And that's what we start season 5, of course. And I don't think that Tina was the wrong person in this, because she really tried to not be involved, and Beth was the one who came more to Tina, right?
Yeah. Because she realized that she wanted to be with Tina, and we're having that scene where she wants to have sex, actually, but actually not, because she don't want to cheat on Tina, and she lied on Jodie and fingered herself. I mean, okay, it's not so nice against Jodie, but I get that.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry.
Because she really loves Tina, and the fact when they had like sex together, they didn't really hide it. But I think when Beth played with herself, like, to say it nicely, she thought about Tina for sure, and not the one who was laying under her. So, yeah, I think that was a good point from Beth. And, in the fact, if you look at season 5, it is a Tibet season. Even when Beth was with Jodie, it didn't make any sense being together. And I don't know. It's just, Beth and Jodie would never work out like would Beth and Tina have, because they have so much more in common and being so much, having more love together than Jodie and Beth had for each other. Maybe in the beginning, Beth and Jodie, they were really cute and nice and being in love, but that was for a very short time. So,
yeah.
And if you look further, like in season 6, that Beth is back with Tina and everything, and that Beth and Jodie still meet each other lots of times. I think still Jodie has the thing that Beth needed to quit her job, that she got fired at the university. Because if Jodie wasn't that being the child is, I think Beth would still have worked there. So, yeah. And also the thing with not Elizabeth. with Kelly Wentworth. Jodie really believed Jenny, but I still think that Jodie's behind the fact that Kelly went after Beth. But I'm not sure about it. I don't know how you think about that.
Yeah. I think exactly the same like you.
Because, yeah.
You said it's so good, I don't know what to say. Back to Kelly.
Because Kelly was never really into Beth. And right that moment that they found each other back, she was really into Beth right ahead. And she tried to kiss her and everything when they opened the gallery, the Wentworth Porter Gallery. And Jodie knew right ahead about it after that happened. And I was like, how is it even possible?
because
yeah,
had Jenny such a good connection with Jody? I don't think so.
And the fact that Jody said, yeah, but Kelly said,
oh my god, yes, like Jody has the best connection with Kelly.
Yeah,
so I think it's just absolutely. I just think it's a setup still from Jody, and that she maybe didn't want to get back with Beth, but that was her revenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. That it was really a revenge from Jody to show Tina, look, she can't be she can't be with you without cheating. She must cheating again. And but Beth didn't want to cheat. Actually, she really loved Tina with her whole heart and wanted to make it up with her so great, and that they will have a better future than in the past they had together at a time. Mm-hmm. And yes.
Yeah, but that's what you see in season 6 between Beth and Tina. They were more equal. I think they already had that in season 5.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Remember when we have the scene before Jody showed up? Beth and Tina was in the living room and they talked, and then Tina said, yeah, I really, really love you. And I really regretted actually to have left you for Henry and everything. And then they hugged each other and Beth said, actually, yeah, I love you too. But she didn't see that Tina really meant it with her whole heart. And if Jody didn't come, Tina had kissed her, I guess. But I'm really not sure about that Beth returned it, because she was too much into Jody for. And yeah, and I think it changed then. Was the scene I told you, look at Beth. she realized that she loved Tina right now.
Oh my.
But I forgot when this happened.
Yeah, me too. But to go back one.
It was before the Schlieper kiss, of course.
Was the defending class, was that before the Schlieper kiss? No, that was after. No, that was before. Because they went to the defending class.
Mm-hmm. And Tina told from Brenda.
Yes. And that scene?
And yeah. Because you told to me then, yeah, look at Beth. She snuffled Tina's perfume and everything. And I mean, yeah, she did. And there you can really see Beth had feelings or is interested again in Tina.
Yeah.
And I think she see or notice then the little signals of Tina, what she gave her. What she didn't see in season 4 when she was with Alice and Shane to steal the 30 reasons why. Alice said, yeah, are you sure that Tina didn't love you? And Beth said, and no, she helped me with Jody and everything. And there she didn't say it, not really. But then later in season 5, they really see it. And there was Tina on a date with someone else in the planet, and Beth came And then she said, oh, the famous bed. And I think that Tina told so much about bed, give her to thinking too, that she thought about why did she told so much about me and not about Ainsley. And yeah, I think when Tina didn't give her the signals, Bet wouldn't let it happen. That she cheated on Jody with her, that she get the feelings back for her, I guess.
Definitely. Yeah. Because in the defending class, Bet was just jealous, to be honest. She said, mm-hmm. Are you going to Sheba? Yes, and I'm. Oh yeah, she's going with the heart doctor with Brenda. And then she said, Brenda, the one you slept with on the first date, Alice said. And Beth said, you slept with her on the first date? And Tina said, yes, I did, actually. And Beth was so jealous how she hit Jody with the boxing gloves and everything. And I was like, whoa, you wanted to say that you don't have any feelings for Tina, but you truly have. And and also that scene when they're sitting on the couch together that you told about the hugging and everything. When Tina said, I really miss you sometimes. I really loved you. I loved our life together. It made Beth thinking mm-hmm. after she said that. Mm-hmm. I think. And that's mm-hmm. why they come back together.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was not any shot for Jody. Nothing. And that's what Alice also mm-hmm. said about the fact that maybe Tina will have feelings for you. And then Beth said no, because she's really helping me with Jody and everything. And there's also the scene mm-hmm. When Tina walked on the beach with Kate Arden, that Beth calls her up. What should I say to Jody? And that Tina says, I will do anything for another shot. I know I fucked it up and everything, blah, blah, blah. And Beth realized right then also that those words Tina was saying were not meant for Jody, that Beth could say that to her. Mm-hmm. But Beth realized, yes, this is the one I want to be with and I need to do something for it. But she didn't want to admit it, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was just sweet.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, I think we can make a conclusion about it. Beth and Jody would never have worked out, even when Tina was not in a picture, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes. Absolutely. So, absolutely.
I think that's the end conclusion of the whole conversation we just had.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay.
I'm just thinking about that we forgot something. I don't think so, right?
No, we talked actually about Wolfie.
Yeah, that's good. But that's actually a little bit sad also.
Yeah, because so we are
yes. not. And that's a little, that makes me always a little bit sad, because I know we can talk about it like for hours. But yeah, when the topic is done, it's done. So, I think the topic for next week is also pretty amazing, but we won't tell our listeners.
Well, I think we can say that it had something to do with Valentina.
Maybe. And it will make you really happy, and me too. But yeah, not anymore. We're not going to tell anymore. Nothing. No.
Yeah. We don't tell more.
No. By the way, we're going to post this podcast very quickly, always on Sunday. And we also post always something on our Instagram page. And I know mm-hmm. I asked it last week also, but I'm going to ask it again. I'm really curious about the opinions from our listeners, what they think about Beth and Jody and how Tina was involved. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Let us know, please.
give us a like, and maybe you can also ask us a question, but let us know your opinions, please.
Yeah, I agree with you. Please send us DMs, our comments, and talk with us about...
Yeah, because we really want to react back. Only one little tip. The best thing to give us a question or an opinion, please do it in English. That's the thing first, because we both understand that the most. And but it can also be in German or Dutch, so in Netherlands. But don't do other languages, because we don't understand it and we can't translate it. When you do a comment on the DMs, is no problem. But not in the comment, because
there is so nice lady, she comment so nice in Russia.
Yeah, in Russian or Hebrew. I don't know what it is. Oh, in Russian. Sorry, we don't understand. We really want to, but we can't. So please, Dutch, English, or German, because that's the most thing we understand.
Yeah.
But babe, we need to end this episode. Thank you. Yes, of course. I always love it. Thank you. And well, I hear from you next week in a new podcast episode.
Yeah, I hear from you next week, a new episode.
Yay,
too.
That makes me happy. So,
yeah, me too.
Then say goodbye right now, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, bye-bye.